If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Atlanta, we got a lot going on. That guy, that's Trae Young, may be on his way out of town. We got a quarterback that's restructured. What it maybe means he might be back. We've got a GM and a coach's search going on. Mike and I were just talking about the whole thing may be even more convoluted than it was before. Atlanta, we are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We got a lot going on. Oh, and by the way, the portal is just bananas.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it's just everything right now. Big O, Day-Day, Mike and I were just outside, like, talking to ourselves, amongst ourselves, and going, man, there's just a lot of stuff happening. So
all at once.
All at once. And with that said, we got a big show for you. Dave Archer's going to stop by. We're going to talk with Connor Riley from Dog Nation. He'll get us caught up on the latest with the portal, with the dogs, and all the latest with the college football news coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. But this Kirk Cousins thing, Mike, and it's so funny because Mike asked him about this when we talked to him. Was it a month ago now, maybe?
Yeah, just about.
You asked the question about coming back. Do you want to come back? Do you want to return? Would you be willing? His answer to us was that is a
February conversation.
That's a February conversation. Right. All right. You got it, Day-Day? Can we play that for our listeners? Because this was about a month ago. And so, with all due respect, Mike and I, we shook our heads. All right, Kirk, we understand you don't want to answer that.
Right.
But this is something the Falcons have to get worked out. So today, as we start the show, Falcon fans, this is a sidebar to the coach's search and the GM. Cousins agrees to modify the final 2 years on his contract. What does this mean?
What does this mean?
Okay. Because that is what Falcon fans want to know. They're going, wait a minute, why would you do this? Because, listen, we said, Mike, he was in a position of power. What he could have easily said is, you guys pay me.
Right.
Or you cut me and you take the cap hit. Either way, I'm in a win-win situation because I'm going to go somewhere else. But when they come to this agreement, and now he has modified the final 2 years of his contract, my belief, Mike's belief is he's setting himself up to return. Okay? Even if they release him, he comes back, Mike, and then the deal is done. And it helps the Falcons. It also helps Kirk Cousins to return maybe to being a starter.
Right.
With that said, this was his comment to us. This is what we were talking about when Mike asked the question.
Yeah, I mean, I think February and March questions are great in February and March. I think you have to ask it now. If this is your job, you got to do it. But, yeah, I think those are questions to talk about in February or March. You know, and I tell Mike this, but like his best football is ahead of him and he's got a lot to look forward to. I think Falcons fans have a lot to look forward to with Mike as the quarterback. And so, you know, I remember watching Griff, you know, Robert Griffin, he I believe it was early January, tore his ACL, you know, and started week one. Adrian Peterson tore his ACL on Christmas Eve and then ran for 2,000 yards the next year. So there have been a lot of examples of guys who, you know, they have the injury, they come back, and not only come back, but they come back better than ever. And so I think that Mike's got a lot to look forward to up ahead.
So that was Kirk Cousins. Do you want Kirk Cousins back? We've all said this, and can we all admit now, after the last 5 or 6 weeks, Mike, he's just better right now than Michael Penix?
Right. Look, the Penix, and guys, we get so many folks get so fired up over this, don't say that about Michael Penix Jr. We don't know what he is yet. There's some good, some bad, and quite honestly, some ugly all happened the last year, the last 14 games that he played. So let's just keep it real, guys. Let's be objective.
Keep it real.
When real goes wrong. No, I mean, Cousins is probably a guy, and Carl brought this up a few weeks ago, or yeah, last week, should have just had an open competition, should have let bygones be bygones, people like me in our bag about what Kirk said or didn't say about his injury status, whatever. He was more prepared and better, and worked better with Zach Robinson, too. That's another thing. Zach's in over his head with a young quarterback. So, yes, this is a better option for us, and this makes this gap year a little more, I got to be honest, this is now a little more tangible. You can see some success because we got the pieces. You know, there are going to be some decisions made about some of the roster. But, hey, I know the first-round pick is gone. So what? The first-round pick's one of the best rookies in the league.
Yeah, James Pierce Jr.
I'm excited. That's why I think D-Led was a little bit off base when he said that, you know, oh, man, it's two more losing seasons.
Calm
what?
Down.
In the worst division in football? That's why I think Steve Weiss, and you'll hear what Steve had to say from NFL Network, is more on point.
I agree. 404-726-0929. You want him back. Understand what our quarterback situation is right now. I absolutely do. And now that he's been willing to modify his deal, all right, which is going to save us money and allow us some flexibility with the cap. You guys know how I feel about the cap. If you don't, let me explain it to you. I don't care about it. I've never cared because at right. the end of the day, you sign who you want to sign. Guys get restructured. You keep who you want to keep and you let go who you want to let go. That's my opinion on the cap in the NFL. We all get caught up in it because we feel like it's going to hamper our team from not being able to do certain things. It did when we kicked the can down the road with Matt Ryan, mm-hmm. Mike, 3 years in a row, and then we got to 2020 and didn't have any money to spend, and then we knew where we were. This is not that. This is a different situation. So I do want him back. I do think this is a good situation for him. He could become a free agent by March 13th. That's the start of the new league year. But at the end of the day, this gives both our team the option to bring him back, and certainly it gives Kirk Cousins, Mike, an opportunity to have some flexibility in what he wants to do. We want to know what you guys think. And by the way, if you go, hell no, I want to go Penix, I don't care if he's not ready, or I want to go get somebody, fine. Who is it that you want to go get? Yeah. Because right now the quarterback market stinks.
Yeah, I mean, you want to roll out here with Russell Wilson, Mr. Unlimited? I mean, look, guys, I get it. There's a bunch of quarterbacks that are out there that everybody has got their vision or their mindset set on this guy. There's a lot of Justin Fields out there. There's a lot of guys that are Justin Fields. And that means they're not going to be the answer. So why not roll the dice with Cousins for one more year, and then you can figure it out. Then you can draft it. Now, again, I know people are going to go, you can't get a quarterback into Desmond Ridder was the one try to do it mid-round. It didn't work. I get that.
Yeah.
Maybe there will be somebody in the second round this year. Maybe they wait. Maybe they wait. Now, the other option is, do you want a guy like Mac Jones? You got to give something up. 49ers are going to be sitting for a second rounder on
they
that.
Are.
You can just
are.
Give it away.
Yeah.
And do you even buy Mac Jones? You know?
With the right coach.
Kubiak. And now, if you get a Clint Kubiak with a Mac Jones, that's
the right coach.
Now that's West Coast right there.
Yeah, with the right coach. 404-726-0929. We'll take your thoughts. Day-Day, let's get a couple of phone calls in here. Because now this is another decision
right.
that needs to be made that we're not really focused on right now because this coach thing is front and center. This GM thing is front and center. This president of football ops is front and center. So we're not focused on it, but it's a big decision that needs to be made, and I think Kirk Cousins just made it a lot easier for the Falcons. Meanwhile, Mike, let's get our listeners caught up with the Matt Ryan situation because it's been perceived, and I said this to you guys yesterday. Everybody's just jumping down the road and saying he's going to get announced. He's going to get announced Thursday. Well, apparently, he hadn't even been interviewed. So
right.
He's expected to be interviewed for this president of football ops role uh-huh. later this week. Well, it's Tuesday. We've told you that we're going to go to a press conference with Arthur Blank on Thursday. Mike, it doesn't feel like they're going to introduce Matt Ryan on Thursday.
No, I mean, we'd like that. I know you guys want it all yesterday. We want to know. I mean, you want to hear that we've already locked up Clint Kubiak. Now, again, you got the Rooney rule, so you got to play by the rules. minority candidates must be interviewed from all the different positions. So Matt Ryan, I get it. Now, I just tweeted out and the guy's like, what do you think Matt Ryan can do? I don't know, but I would like to see one vision. I think Matt knows football, and I'm betting that Matt could be more in the John Lynch category, okay? And then we don't need a GM. Make him the team president and the GM. That's one less cook in the kitchen. One less guy to rub butt heads with. The coach then responds. Let's be honest, Carl. Coach takes care of the X's and O's. Matt Ryan's responsible for putting the team on the field.
I'm all right with that. Streamline is good.
Less is more.
That's right. Streamline is good. Although I do like this new reporting structure as Arthur Blank has laid out. But as I said to Mike, does it feel like this is more convoluted now? And the reason I'm saying that is because is this going to be, and let's just assume Matt gets this job, mm-hmm. okay? All right, let's just assume. Is this Matt's vision or is this the GM vision, the GM's vision that comes in here? And if it is, then, you know, who's getting the credit? Now, you're going to say that don't matter as long as we win. It doesn't until you win. Everybody wants their due. So if this thing gets turned around, Mike, and all of a sudden we become a championship-caliber team, which I think is very possible, D-led, then is it, hey, Matt Ryan's the guy, he's the catalyst behind it, or is it the new general manager? And, oh, by the way, they've requested interviews with a bunch of different guys. I don't want to say there's a front runner because they've not spoken to any of these guys yet. This is the process. But there are names that feel, Mike, like, okay, he might have an edge over another guy. And one of those guys we mentioned yesterday is Ian Cunningham from the Bears.
Right. The guy says, what are you hearing us talking about it yesterday? What's Ian Cunningham? By the way, can I just ask one question?
Yeah.
Without sounding like a jerk, yeah. 11 minutes into the show. Do you guys not know how Wikipedia works? I mean, if you see a name, Oren, am I wrong on this? I'm not saying that Carl and I know you're very busy. You turn to Carl and I for your sports takes and Andy and Randy and Steak and everybody. But you can go look at Wikipedia and you'll see his bio. Oh, he worked for Ozzie Newsome for 7 years. Oh, he worked for Howie Roseman with the Eagles. Oh, he's been part of the Bears turnaround. That's Ian Cunningham. That's who he is. And that's why he would be attractive to many teams as a GM.
Let's put it in the work. I mean, like, at the end of the day, you want guys to come from successful organizations, hopefully. But you also want guys who have maybe been multiple places. That matters to me. I don't necessarily like guys who have been one place, Mike, and then they think whatever they know, that'll work wherever they go. When you've gone
like coming
places,
from the Patriots,
correct,
which was almost worked for us.
Well, yeah, correct, but how many times did it? All those guys left, and you can count on one hand how many of those executives ultimately had monster success. Guys that have been multiple places, you see how to do it different ways. I like that. I don't know if he's the front runner, but his name to me feels like, all right, that's a guy that there may be more interest in. 404-726-0929. Lots going on today, guys. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys brighten your year. Let's go to JR in the car. JR wants to talk about this Kirk Cousins situation. Do you want Kirk Cousins back? He has new information. He has agreed to modify the final 2 years of his contract with the Falcons. JR, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, fellas. Hey, man. How you guys doing?
Good.
Well, I know Mike will like this, and you just talking about Wise Guys. It looked like the Latanza hit that Arthur Blank put on everybody is finally over with. You know, we find the guys in the meat truck. We find the guys in the dumpster. You know, so that money got kicked back over to Arthur Blank. And it looked like Kirk survived the hit, man. It looked like he's going to be part of this Falcons crime family. Of course I would want Kirk back. But the reason why I want him back, if you think about it, man, all the guys that we have been interviewing, well, linked to interview, and I'm hoping it's Kubiak, they've worked with Kirk before. And my dream head coaching or dream coaching position would be to bring in Kubiak, and if Stefanski doesn't get a head coaching job, maybe you kick him over a little bit, a couple more million to be the OC to make Kirk comfortable, and then hopefully if Michael Penix comes back to training camp, you know, it could be a quarterback competition, and I think that's the best way to go. But kudos to what Blank did. Kudos to Matt being a part of the front office now, and also kudos to Kirk taking that pay cut, man, and hopefully that'll help us all be competitive, man.
Right,
you guys are the best in the business, man. I shut up and listen.
Hey, man, thanks, brother. Now, the only thing is there's two options with this. Folks feel that, hey, this is simply just the Falcons buying some time until that, you know, the NFL league year starts, and that this is just simply to mitigate the cap hit and Kirk will be gone. Others say maybe there's an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And again, that's why I said buy some time.
Yes.
Maybe they go one of two ways. Maybe he does come back.
Yeah. I feel like he's setting himself up if he wants to do that, and that's good. But if they let him go, it's also he's in a great spot. JR, you're on your game, man. Let me mention this, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday. The Stefanski thing, I know everybody goes, man, the Browns are terrible. The owner screwed him. Kevin Stefanski is a really good coach.
Right.
And he knows Kirk Cousins well. I like that idea. Here's the part, though. He is a head coach. The only time head coaches don't head coach somewhere else is if there are no jobs available, Mike, and you go, hey, I need you as an OC. Right. I don't see Clint Kubiak going from being the OC in Seattle to being an OC somewhere else. He's trying to elevate.
Right. Now, again, unless you do the gap year, reinvent yourself the way Robert Saleh did, right, with the 49ers,
yeah,
and he's right back in the mix.
Correct.
By the way, everybody who's a pocket capologist says, if you read into the restructure, it's a setup to cut Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
They think he's gone.
All right. We'll see. 404-726-0929. Preston, we'll come back. I want to talk to you and Jackson. We got a lot to dive into, including, is it real this time? Is it real? It's Dukes and Bell.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Fidelity. Can I get a second opinion on stocks in the Fidelity app?
With Fidelity, it's easy to get an outside opinion from independent experts in a single score.
And then?
When you're ready, trade U.S. stocks and ETFs with no commissions.
That's right.
I am always right.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and a retail Fidelity account. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
There are really two options for Kirk Cousins as we discuss the fact that he has modified the final 2 years of his contract. One is the Falcons could agree to amend a deal to keep him on the team. That's one option. Two, they move on. They make a decision by March 13th, but it wouldn't go into effect until June 1st, which is why we talk about that June 2nd date, cap flexibility, blah, blah, blah. But guys, there are two options here. We don't know which one is going to take place. I know many of you believe that he's gone, but my answer to that is, you know, Kirk, he was looking at, what, $67 million, Mike? $67.9 million for the 2027 season. Nobody's traded for Kirk Cousins with a $67 million cap. Nobody. So for him, it gives him flexibility as well. And by the way, it doesn't affect any of the guaranteed money. He's owed or he already has. So he's not losing out here. This is just an option. So I just want to lay that out as we continue to talk about this. Preston, real quick. Oh, go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
I was going to say, just and again, we get into the cap, whether it's the NBA, NFL, people's eyes roll over like mine. But again, there's two ways this works. They could, again, if they don't get traction what they're looking for by the time this happens, right, and if we're talking March into the March 3rd date, then March 13th date, which is the NFL league year starts, they can move on from Cousins. They can do a post-June 1 release. They can split the dead money. You already talked about that.
Yes.
They can also rework what they already reworked. They can rework it again.
Correct.
and make it a little more team friendly if Kirk doesn't get any traction from his agent from any other team in the league and stay here. And so that's why I'm just saying, now, if you want to say this is a pie chart, 65% likely he's cut, 35% he stays. Okay, I'll give you that, but there still is a chance.
Yeah, but being cut doesn't mean they don't bring him back. That's the part. So, I mean, either way, it's good for us. It's good because we need this flexibility, guys. So either way, I'm talking about the team from the team standpoint. As fans of the Falcons, right. It's good for us. We're fine. But the decision on whether you bring him back and how you feel about your quarterback situation, that's a front office decision. And guess what right
now? We don't have a front office.
We don't have one.
The guy just texted me and goes, so who just did this deal with Kirk? Well, I'm sure there's somebody left in the office,
yeah.
Okay? And somebody who's obviously a CPA knew how to do this.
Well,
one.
Well, Kyle Smith,
right.
All the folks that were there under the former regime as far as the general manager, there are still people that are maneuvering. I don't know how much longer that's going to be the case, Mike, until the new folks are hired. But you do have people. And look, I also think that from the higher-ups, and I'm talking about the higher-ups, hey, we know we have major decisions. The capologists in the building go, hey, we need to get ahead of this. So it's not unusual for these things to happen. But the real decisions won't come until the new folks are in office. So that you don't have to worry about it. This is technical. This is just paperwork, okay? That's how you have to look at this. The decision on whether you bring him back or you release him or however the hell you want to do it, that's going to come from the new people that are put in place. All right, Preston and Jackson, want to grab you, and then we got to talk about whether it's real or not. Preston, welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
So I just had a quick question about, I'm sure other people are curious about this as well. I heard either Mike or Bo this morning say something about we're able to schedule an interview with Kubiak because they have a bye and they're not in the playoffs yet. Now, other thing is too, like, who is going to be interviewing? Isn't it weird to go for head coaching interviews before we secure a GM and everything? And
right.
So when would we be interviewing him? Is it not until after, or we can interview him now? Because they're on bye this week, or what do you mean? That's all.
This is the week, and again, probably we could assume video conference unless he flew in, but you're right. Is Arthur Blank sitting down? See, this is why we joked around about, like, I don't know, would Rich McKay be in on that? Sorry, I had to say it. But no, I mean, they do have a structure in place, and there are people, Greg Beatles we talked about, and Arthur can sit down potentially. But I mean, that's my best guess about who would be in on that, something like that right now.
We explained this a little bit. I know it's convoluted. Coaches who have the number one seed, so take the number one seeded teams right now, and first round byes are permitted to interview during the wild card week. That's this week, okay? And so the example we used yesterday was Ben Johnson. Detroit had the number one seed. He started interviewing last year. The process of picking the teams that he wanted to interview during this time. It doesn't mean that he's going to do all of them. He's just going to pick a couple to do because this is what the league permits. Remember, the league does not want to take away from the playoffs. If you've got all these assistant coaches interviewing for jobs and head coaches, it becomes too much. The league wants us to focus on these games.
Right.
They want us to pay attention to the game. So that's why they've opened this window to answer your question. Ben Johnson did it last year. Kubiak's going to do it this year where he'll pick a couple of teams. But then the window closes again, okay? Because they've got – if they move on, then you've got a game. So that's how this is going to work. And then, you have to be very selective in the teams that you want to talk to. That's what I said to Mike. Like, the fact that if he interviews with us – kind of screams he's really interested in this job.
Right.
Because he could say, you know what, I'm going to wait until we're out of the playoffs. Or I'm going to wait until after our next game. Like, those windows open and close, but this is the first one.
So I know, as we said, everybody has a sense of urgency. Folks want to know what this is. Guys, this may take a minute. You know, we interviewed everybody last time. You know, we all know how that played out. I mean, in hindsight, I guess, you probably would say Mike McDonald, who went to Seattle, was the guy. Right? That was the dude that, is doing great things. He won 10 games his first season. He's the number one seed right now. And now Kubiak's a guy he hired the second year. So that's the guy, that we should have hired, not Belichick. Harbaugh was a fantasy, I guess. Raheem was uncompelling. And Raheem, I heard another guy say, well, what's Raheem doing? Well, Raheem's going to be interviewed. Raheem's still going to get interviews. And, if you want to, and I saw some nasties, again, a lot of nastiness on social media. Well, part of the Rooney Rule is you got to talk to minority candidates. Also, the idea is to give younger coaches a chance to get that experience of the interview. So maybe not this cycle, but the next cycle they got that shot. But Raheem is still a guy that's got a good rep around the league. There might be some folks around the league who say the team let him down. Might be not as close to it as we are. Who knows? But I think Raheem will land on his feet as a DC somewhere. Maybe not this season.
Yeah, look, and we could talk about the Rooney Rule for 4 hours, but the idea and the reasoning behind it, most owners understand it, believe in it, and still are trying to apply it, including our own owner.
And Arthur's probably the best of that
correct
group. Yeah.
All right, so that in itself doesn't mean that you're hiring a minority candidate. It just simply means those individuals are finally maybe being offered an interview that they weren't in years past. Either way, Rooney Rule's been around now, Mike, what, 15, 20 years?
Right, but I'm
at
saying,
least.
But that's part, you know, part of, you know, again, some guys are in their bag because we had, you know, an African-American general manager, African-American head coach, both lost their gigs. I would think by this, now, some would say, no, not yet. We're not colorblind when it comes to employment in the NFL because there's still, obviously, a disparity as far as some of these positions in front offices.
Sure, sure.
But it's still results-driven, as you said yesterday.
Yeah.
And we didn't get it done.
No, I agree. I've always said, and look, I've said this to people in every industry, once you get the job, then you got to prove it. So the idea that now I've had the job because of maybe my credentials, Mike, and maybe what I look like might have helped me. Fine. What are you going to do now? So that whole thing doesn't play with me, and it certainly shouldn't play in the NFL. You're absolutely right. So because they're African-American, we continue to lose and have a losing franchise, and it's okay?
Right.
Like, no, that's not cool, and that's not – neither one of those guys signed up for that, by the way. All right? Terry Fontenot didn't sign up for that, neither did Raw. They understand the nature of the business. Real quick, because we want to dive into this Trae Young situation, and we are, but we want to give it its due time. Couple of other news notes when it comes to the NFL. Commanders OC Cliff Kingsbury and the Commanders are parting ways. That's Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn's also letting go of his very good friend who was here in Joe Witt Jr., who was his DC. You talk about changes, Mike. I mean, DQ is like, yo, we didn't get it done this year. I know our quarterback was hurt, but the defense for the Commanders was terrible.
Right.
And so Kingsbury, the OC, they decide to part ways. Allegedly, it's mutual. But Joe Witt's been with Dan Quinn pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, it's funny. A guy just referenced Goodfellas. That's Joe Pesci going in thinking he's joining Cosa Nostra and the gun from behind. What Dan Quinn just did to Joe Witt. So, I mean, again, and this is also Josh Harris putting Dan Quinn on notice.
You're right.
One more year. I mean, you're ahead of schedule. You go into the NFC Championship last year, and this year the season was a disaster. And again, because Jaden Daniels got hurt. But that's basically it. You get to fire the assistants, and then it's you. And Dan's been down this road before.
Yeah, man. And also, I mean, I'm sure you've heard, but the Cowboys move on from their DC.
I've known Eberflus for 20 years, and he did a fantastic job.
He was terrible. He was terrible with the Bears. He was terrible this year.
And I'm not kidding.
Yeah, Jerry, I saw the soundbite today. It's Jerry making no sense. Speaking in circles.
Oh, yeah. Well, they got a lot of work to do. I mean, we got a lot of work to do, but they got a lot of work to do.
But this gets back to, if you miss Steve Wyche on NFL Network, he was saying he thinks the Falcons is the best available job because it's the most winnable division, and we got a lot of talent. You know, yes, the talent did not win the division this year because they blew it because the coaches didn't put them in a position to succeed. Things like special teams, which is the backup, screwed things up seven ways to Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, we needed to win one more freaking game. So I think we are a 2 or 3 win better team with better coaching. I think we're a 10-win team.
I agree. I feel like the coaching let us down. That's where I'm at. Like, I can't really look at, you know, Xavier Watts or Jesse Bates and be like, you know what? Y'all didn't really play up to your potential. Come on. Stop. You know what, James Pierce Jr.? You didn't do enough. 10.5 sacks as a rookie?
That's the thing. The first rounder, I know you guys who love the draft coverage and you want to be, they can't do anything till day two. Well, guess what? We got James
Pierce.
Not
enough.
And I said it at the end. It's funny. Guys, I don't know, if we're coming off the holiday season, people are so in their feels and their bag about everything.
Why? Did they not get the gift they wanted?
I cleared my throat yesterday on the show, and I said, hey, you know, by the way, don't sweat the first rounder, because think about this. In addition to getting James Pierce Jr., I know we lost the first rounder. We also picked up the pick that became Xavier Watts. Xavier Watts was the 101st pick. We got that from the Rams. We moved up 5 spots to get him. We got 2 guys, all defensive rookie team. That's great. So that worked. That's guaranteed. We got stars of the future. Done. And then I had a guy hit me back. Yeah, you didn't mention the quarterback situation. Yes, Fontenot screwed up the quarterback situation. But can we talk? Two things can be true. He screwed up the quarterback situation, but he fixed the defense. Okay?
They did what they needed to do.
Ultimately, he's gone.
Yeah, they did what they needed to do.
But not enough.
But even when I give guys praise,
right,
I get
not.
Killed, Carl,
no,
from
I,
somebody
I,
in this
I know, because it's not enough. Like, they just don't think it's enough.
Right.
All right. You know she was hot when this came out, by the way.
Heck yeah, she was hot.
She's been hot.
You're right.
Like 60 and gorgeous.
She is. She really is. I just recently saw a picture of Janet Hyde.
I mean, Jermaine Dupri was...
We didn't ask him about that when he was here.
I thought that was rude.
I agree.
I mean, we had other people in studio. Jermaine, what was it like hooking up with Janet Jackson?
Yeah, T.I. might have taken offense to that.
For years.
Young Dro might have taken offense to that. But you're right. We should have asked him.
I was thinking it.
J.D., next time. Can we have that conversation?
It's like when Edward, don't call me, Ed Norton was in studio. You were on vacay that day.
Yep.
You know how badly I wanted to talk to him about dating Salma Hayek? But again, we were talking about acting.
All right, man. We're coming back. Is he on his way out? And are you cool with it? It's Dukes and Bell.
It's not enough.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at Fidelity.com/Trader Plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Man, there's just so much stuff, as Carl said, to start the program. Dukes and Bell, by the way, we're going to be out at the boat show Thursday, right, at Georgia World Congress Center. I know Oren is are you getting your credit approval for that? You looking for a 40-footer? What is it going to be?
Excuse me?
No, it's funny because, I don't know, going to the boat show is like, you know, if I had the lottery and I had that ticket.
It's always fun to go see those, yeah.
Right. It's like the ultimate what if. But for some out there, you big ballers, you got your boat up there at Lakeland here or down at the beach, whether it's down in Destin or whatever. We'll be up there Thursday. And again, details on where you can find us coming up on the show. Hey, man, a lot of guys hit us up on the text line. We can't get to all of them at 404-726-0929. And on Twitter, he's put them up, C-Dukes. I'm Mike Bell, ATL. We reached out to Joel Corey. He is our capologist. That is our guy that we always get the insight from. The article from ESPN.com, and I just posted it for guys who hadn't seen it yet. Basically, it means that you could see Matt Ryan, Matt Ryan coming in as team president with a GM, and they'll have ultimately a decision to make about Kirk Cousins. I initially tweeted out, we're buying some time. And that's what we have done to an extent. Some folks look at this and say, hey, this means Kirk Cousins is 100% gone as our quarterback. And this restructuring simply mitigates that hit, stretches it out so we don't take it in the shorts. And I was just telling Carl, and I just looked it up again, other angles on this, Carl, is Kirk Cousins and his representation puts a toe in the water, doesn't get any traction.
Okay.
With any kind of new deal.
Yeah.
And then further restructures to come back next year. And maybe that's, I don't know, is that 5-1?
I think the odds are better than most people are thinking right now, only because of the uncertainty of Michael Penix. And by the way, his family likes it here. May not matter to you, but his family, Mike, you want to move? You want the kids trying to come to dad's games again, traveling halfway across the country? Like, I know that may not matter. Kirk Cassetta, he's 37, guys. He knows he's only got maybe 2 to 3 more years at the most. I don't know if he wants to play past 40. So the idea is, look, and if you're going, well, he's going to want a payday. He just got one. We gave him $100 million in 2 years.
Right.
So I just feel like there are other factors here that may be in the favor of him returning. If he doesn't, so be it. But let me say this. They better have a plan. They better have a plan. Mike, they better have somebody they're going to that interests this fan base and says, all right, we do have a chance next season. I don't want to go through the first 5 weeks and feel like we did, you know, a few years ago, Mike, when Dan Quinn was brought back and then we go 0-5 and he gets fired. I don't want to feel like we did on this 5-game losing streak with Ra this season.
Right.
Start the season off hot. Let's get going. And the only way you're going to do that is if you have a quarterback in place.
Right. And the other thing is, as I said to you guys earlier, I said it on Twitter, buying time doesn't mean they're going to keep him or not. It just, Carl just pointed it out. How do you make all your decisions if you don't have your next group of executives that are running the show? So that's the good news is, they, as Carl said, they do have enough guys who can do the math to at least buy a little time here and maybe mitigate the cap hit one way or the other.
All right, man. Let's Well, he played well. I mean, look, B, he played well. We can't front on the last 5 or 6 weeks of the season when he got an opportunity. And you end the season with a 4-game win streak. Even though it didn't save Ra's job, we said, did the team and the offense look a little bit better? A little bit? All right, let's talk about Trae Young. Hawks lose last night to the Raptors. Number one, 118-110. They're 17-21. It's what they are without Trae Young on the floor, though, that a lot of people are looking at these numbers. But the big news came yesterday when Trae came out and his people, his representative, said he is open to playing somewhere else and that his agents are working with the Hawks front office to find a trade. Mike, I said to you yesterday, this is the first time that this has been public, right? We talked about it on our pre-show today, guys. Go check it out. Twitch, YouTube, wherever you access your social media. It's out there, 92.9 The Game. And we were discussing this whole Trae situation. The Wizards reportedly are a potential trade partner with the Hawks. Hawks may, and again, these are all, you know, things that are being thrown around. Hawks would, you know, get C.J. McCollum, who is on an expiring contract. Any of these names you hear, more than likely, they would be on an expiring contract, which means they're not going to be here for the long term.
Right.
We, as the Hawks organization, Mike, do not want to give up assets. I don't want to give up picks, and I'm certainly not giving up any of my young players in trying to trade Trae Young away. But what are you getting in return? And the problem becomes, even though Trae may have a list of teams he wants to go to, the team ultimately has to do what's best for them.
And I know that this gets people really talking about getting in their bag over Trae and this star-crossed Trae career. Mm. Now, two things right now. Anse Saleh, to everything Carl just said, they got to get ahead of Trae opting out. So that's why you got to try to get the best deal. At age 28, what is his new extension going to look like? Is there a general manager and a team? The Wizards, as you mentioned, are the one that name has been discussed, prepared to set that kind of money in motion for Trae. Do you want picks? Do you want talent, expiring contracts? How are we going to work that? We got to go, and now in the draft, as you said, nobody can have our picks, right? Nobody's touching our picks. The picks from the Bucks, and certainly the picks from the Pelicans, which is going to be the better of the two. So Trae moves on, and it's a heartbreaker for Hawks fans. And we can go through the history. I can do it in 30 seconds. They never built up on the 21 championship team. Tony Ressler never reinvested in it. Hell, they wouldn't even commit to like Red Velvet for more than a year. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Gave him that little deal. It was like $75 million at the time. So you go back and you look. Now on paper, this team starting the season is better than any team Trae's played with. Porzingis gets hurt. You're never going to see him on the floor. I think he's gone. You buy that, by the way?
I do.
And now, because Reese Hoshea is still being developed, Reese Hoshea is the X factor. Are they going to cut bait on Reese Hoshea after just 2 seasons?
They can't. You don't do that to a first overall pick unless you think he's an absolute bust.
And how can I tell? Because Quinn Snyder's not even using him the right way. That's my – see, I'm more ticked off about Quinn Snyder. In a perfect world, we'd have another year to work with. Mike Malone comes in here and makes – and somebody could figure Trae and these guys out. But Trey's been hurt, so we can't see this thing in the half court. Don't even know how it would have worked.
So he is owed – and this is what Mike is discussing, and this is why the team is getting ahead of it. He has a $49 million player option for next season. He's going to opt out. Why? Because he can get more. And whether that is here or somewhere else via trade, meaning going to a team that can give him the kind of deal that he's looking for, that is the deal. $46 million this year, which sounds like chump change now when you look around the league and you see what some of these guys are making. Guys, there are guys that are making $60 million in this league now. I know it sounds insane, but that's how well financially the NBA is doing, so it is what it is. But that $49 million player option, Mike, we've been knowing this. He's going to opt out. So if he opts out and walks away and you don't do anything, you just got 8 years of Trae Young, 3 playoff runs, and 0 for a guy that averages 25 and 10 a game.
It's the same thing that happened with Al Horford years ago. Remember, Al Horford went to Boston.
Absolutely.
We got nothing.
We got nothing. So that is why they're attempting to say, yes, we'll work with you to do this. Guys, this is the right thing. This is where I'm at. Mike, I have no issues with this. It sucks because, again, some Hawks fans feel like, you know what, we're trading away another young star, and, oh, what's this going to mean? I think you can't be scared, right? Scared money don't make money. Like, at the end of the day, 28, we said it, 8 seasons, 3 playoff runs. Speaking of not enough, Big O, that's not enough. It's not enough.
But then, Trae fans, and I agree, I've said this before. Guys, I was going around with guys today. Trae was a young guy. They're all young guys and a little immature. He grew into the leadership role. All right, he didn't get along with Nate. He probably should have said, you know what Trae should have said in retrospect when they came to him with the DeJounte Murray idea? Hell no.
Not going to work.
Stupid. Trae said, okay, I'm down with it, and then he really wasn't. He was sort of passively, aggressively down with it, if we're honest. Two ball-dominant guards, as you said at the jump, don't coexist, and they didn't. So John Collins should have been traded way sooner and gotten somebody of more talent in here.
Yep.
John was good, but not great. So they screwed this thing up 7 ways to Sunday, and now, you know, I still don't know what Quinn Snyder is. I don't know if Quinn Snyder is the answer for this team. I don't like the way I said how he's working with Reece Hoshea. We still need a front court. We're getting killed on the glass. Last night we couldn't shoot and we got killed on the glass.
Yeah, it was ugly. I mean, that game. Now, Trae did warm up and there was, you know, photos and video of him warming up. He did not play last night.
Now, is Trae let me ask you this. Is Trae sandbagging because he's in his bag now?
Yes, that's what I believe. Yes. Can I confirm? Yes, that is what I believe.
Spidey sense.
Yeah. Well, Mike, I mean, you're physically well enough to be out there shooting around and warming up, but yet, I'm not ready to play yet. Why? Because all this stuff's going on.
Right.
And you are now, you've become the center point of, hey, when you're on the floor, these are just facts. Big O, I know you're into the numbers. We are a worse defensive team when he's on the floor than when he's not. And you have become that focal point, so people are, like, blaming you, whether it's fair or unfair, Mike. So guess what? I'll just chill.
Right.
I'm injured. And I don't know if that's the case. I think Trae's a competitor. I think he wants to play. I've seen him play hurt.
Right.
I know he loves the game, guys. He's a gym rat. But at the end of the day, now you're in this controversial vortex, Mike, of wanting out. Your people wanting to try to make a way for you to get out, you being the blame of the reason why the team's not winning when you're on the floor,
right.
And, oh, I'm dealing with an injury. Well, guess what? Y'all ain't going to blame me.
Well, guess what, sports fans? We are exactly – well, now, man, it's remember, January and February – it's February 5th, less than a month
less
from the trade
month.
Deadline. And as we said, guys, I think, look, the Porzingis thing with his heart condition – he would be attractive. We would take on a deal. Somebody would get some guys off the books. They take on the expiring contract, right? If I read my cap right, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know I mentioned a couple guys just hit me up on the text line. They don't think Reece Hoshea is the guy. Another guy says, how can we even know what Reece Hoshea is the way he's being rotated? They don't have him out day-day. They don't have him out there at crunch time late. You know? I mean, he's a good defender. They give up less points when he's on the floor, yet he's not out there at crunch time.
Yeah. Yeah. There are various teams when you start – and remember, in the NBA – money has to add up, okay? That's why these expiring contracts come into play. So whatever it is got to add up to $46 million. That's why you've got multiple players potentially involved where the Hawks might get 4 or 5 guys, and you go, all these guys going to play? No. They would release some of them, Mike. It would just be for the deal itself, and then you may end up with a 2026 second or first-round pick, should I say, in return for Trae, which I, at the minimum is something I think you should get. But the Trailblazers, you could look at the Bucks, you look at the Wizards. There are multiple teams that could fit the bill when you talk about what we get in return for Trae Young. All I'm going to say, Atlanta, is prepare yourself.
Right.
This is probably going to happen.
Because,
and it's going to happen sooner than later.
And again, it's simple math. He can opt out. We just said it. Al Horford's the example back in the day, right? You get nothing. You get nothing. And another thing is, and again, he holds his cards very close to the vest. But I will say this. You know, Ancie Salah, I think is doing a pretty good job. Now, the circumstances, unfortunately, beyond his control with the injuries, but he is a guy who looks at it. He's a no-nonsense guy. I think he sees this team is built around Jalen Johnson. It's Jalen Johnson's team. You know, you got him and Nog going for 30 every night, but this is where we bring Snyder in. So how do you get these dudes to play? How do you get these dudes to play some defense?
Yeah, man, it's a good question. And look, I think we had Coach Sam Mitchell on last week, and Sam said we just don't have that rim stopper. Even when Porzingis is on the floor, we take for granted, you know, his size alone and how valuable that is.
But we thought we had with Dyson Daniels and some of the pieces we added that Trey's not that – the liability, I'll use that phrase again, is mitigated.
Yeah.
But in the half court, we saw it when it's a small sample size this year, but teams go right at him.
Mm-hmm.
And you brought this up last year. What's the average point guard in the NBA, 6'5"? You know what I mean? They're bigger now. Certainly in the Eastern Conference, there's bigger guys.
Yeah.
And that's another aspect to this. Unless, you know, you have everything in place for him to fit. Is that DC?
Yeah, like even a guy like Jalen Brunson, man. I mean, he's thick and he's 6'4". He's just a thicker guy, right? His body type is a little bit different. I'm not telling you Trey can't play because we know he can. But I do think that this relationship, whatever it is now, is certainly fading. And is it going to be good or is it going to be worse for us? At the end of the day, Mike, that's what Hawks fans want to know. Are we ever going to get to a point where we're competing consistently in the Eastern Conference?
Right.
You know, that's what Hawks fans want to know.
I know I say this all the time, and Steve Koonin will go round and round about this. To me, the time to push all your chips in, like, what did you think? The COVID year of 2021 was just an aberration, and wrestlers thought, fans out here, they love the NBA. The NBA Finals do TV numbers. We know Hawks fans are passionate about this. I mean, spend the friggin' money. And wrestlers got more I'm just starting to get in his pocket. He's got more money than Arthur Blank. Look it up. You can look it up. So I'd love to see them at least get their toe into one of these aprons, but they avoid it like the plague. So when another 2 years go by, you're telling me, and I do like the idea of being this young nucleus core group of guys,
yes,
and if we get it right, we're going to be the next Oklahoma City Thunder. Okay, so when does that happen? When does that start?
Yeah, it's interesting because like OKC's best player is still the guy with the ball in his hands all the time. But all the complimentary guys have bought into their roles, and guess what? They all play D.
And look, guys, it's just right now they're in this ridiculous funk. They're 8-8, I think, is right now. Oklahoma City is really struggling, and it's weird. But but they've shown they can do it.
Not worried.
They've been there.
Not worried.
Okay, they are the champions. Last time I checked.
Yeah, yeah. Mike, you go on the run that they went on. You start the season the way they did. I think they were 13 or 14-0, and everybody's talking about winning, 75 games or whatever it was. You go through these situations, and by the way, everybody's giving them their best game. Everybody's going at OKC every night. You get no off nights. This is what Michael Jordan had to deal with every night. Like, you're going to get our best game. So I just feel like this is one of those tests for a team. Yes, they're still very young, but I think they're going to be just fine. Spurs are coming. If Wimby can stay healthy, watch out. Spurs are coming. There's some interesting teams, but the West is loaded. The East isn't. And this is why whatever moves are made with Trey could really set us up for success. How the hell is Boston in the position that Boston's in without Jason Tatum?
Right.
Right?
Well, because Brown is the man.
That's right. They have another dude, and he has been the guy. Hey, man, coming up, more on the Falcons. Their search for a general manager, a coach. What is going on around the NFL? We're going to talk to Dave Archer as well coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll get his thoughts on potentially this Matt Ryan move and much more. Stay tuned. It's Dukes and Bell.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.